It's 14 minutes after 6. Construction group Maureen Roberts currently the subject of a takeover bid by Germany's Aton. That an independent report showed them that the fair value for the company would be as much as 22 Rand per share. And Maureen Roberts has renewed its call to shareholders to not take action regarding the proposed offer by Aton. This is Henry Lass, who's the CEO of Maureen Roberts, talking to MoneyWeb's Warren Thompson.
Yes, as you know, as soon as they breach the 35%, the mandatory offer is then kicks in. And that would happen should they acquire the shareholding or half of Alan Gray's shareholding in Maureen Roberts. Our understanding is that there's an agreement between Alan Gray and Aton that should the offer open, that Alan Gray would sell those shares, which then means that the mandatory offer is in play. Our understanding is that the offer circular will be posted tomorrow or even today, but that the offer would open tomorrow on Friday. Whether that's going to happen, we're pretty sure it will happen, but we'll have to wait and see whether it actually does happen. But the offer would be at 15 rands per share. That is what was indicated to us by Aton.
So is that 15 rand a share that they've offered Alan Gray and will offer the rest of shareholders in the company?
That's correct.
Okay, they're going to, you anticipate that they will publish that circular either today or tomorrow, and then obviously shareholders will have the choice as to whether or not they would like to accept that offer. The management of Maureen Roberts are currently opposed to the transaction at the moment. Just give us your reasons for that.
Warren, I think just to get it technically correct, in a scenario like this, the board of a company needs to appoint an independent board that needs to advise shareholders. So the independent board yesterday put out a view that, in their view, supported by work that was done by an independent expert, which is BDO in this instance, that the fair range in the view of the independent board is between 20 and 22 rands a share. So we think that the timing of this offer by Aton is extremely opportunistic and it materially undervalues our share. You will recall that as late as November last year, we were trading at about 17 rands a share. And at the time that the offer was made, we were trading below 10 rands per share. And for that reason, we say it is extremely opportunistic. I think where there is some confusion in the market around the valuation of Maureen Roberts is Maureen Roberts is no longer a traditional construction company. And we have deliberately transformed over the past few years to become a multinational engineering and services group. Unfortunately for our shareholders, the company's share price does not yet reflect this embedded value following this transformation, and the share is just anchored to the valuations of its legacy peer group in the heavy construction segment of the JSE. I think that's where the issue lies. It is the valuation which is applied by the market to our share, which is then, as I said, is anchored to the legacy peer group in the heavy construction segment of the JSE. But the value which the independent board has put forward, a range of 20 to 22 rands a share, from a management point of view, I am fully supportive of that value range.
Okay, so your gripe, as far as I understand it, is really around the price at the moment. Are there any aspects of what Aton may intend to do with Maureen Roberts that you're opposed to or you do not agree with?
Well, they haven't shared their strategy with us, and for us at this stage, it is really more about the price. And as you know, with shareholders, if there's an offer on the table, we must give the shareholders the opportunity to decide how they would like to respond to that offer. From a management point of view, we do know that Aton owns a mining company called Redpath, which is very similar to our underground mining platform. And the intention, I believe, will probably be to integrate that with the group.
Okay, so if I've heard you correctly, you would like to see Aton up the offer to, at the very least, somewhere between that range that BDO has stipulated as fair value.
Yeah, this range of 20 to 22 rands per share was not the BDO range. The BDO range is slightly different to that. But that is the range that was put forward by the independent board. But I can say that that value range is supported by the BDO report.
Okay. Can you give us a little bit more color then? You know, obviously, investors sitting here now seeing the share price, which closed yesterday. Sorry, we're open already. So it's up 1.2% to 14 Rand 44. To what do you attribute the difference between the what BDO have considered a fair range and why the market only values your business at 14 Rand a share at the moment?
Well, I think the biggest reason for that is the fact that the market still views Maureen Roberts as a heavy construction company, which we no longer are. And I think if you look at the group's most recent financial performance alone, that sets us apart from those peers, those legacy peers. And I think that is what the issue is.
Okay. So we're going to wait. We're going to wait for the circular. Are you going to be making any other presentations to the investment community regarding supporting the view certainly of BDO that your business has been mispriced and that the discount for investors sitting here should close quickly if the Aeton offer were to fall away?
The process moving forward from here is there will be the offer circular, as I said, which we do expect to come out today. And then there is a response circular that needs to be prepared by the independent board in response to this offer. And the offer will remain open for 20 business days, or 30 business days, my apologies, 30 business days, which will take us deep into May. But before then, certainly before the 7th of May, the independent board will respond with a response circular, and there will be a lot of detail in that response circular, specifically referring to the value range of 20 to 22 rands a share.
Is that BDO report public yet, Henry?
No, it's not a public report. It's a report which is prepared specifically for use and consideration by the independent board. But what BDO would do is they would write a letter that will be incorporated in the response circular that will come out in due course.
Okay, so certainly what you're saying is shareholders will not be able to view the report compiled by BDO, but you will provide information along a similar parallel to support why you think the offer is undervalued.
Yes, but as I said, from BDO themselves will include a section in the response circular, which will be their letter supporting their value range.
Okay.
But I don't think it will be a complete report. A complete report has got a lot of detail and information to it, which I don't think is all relevant, how valuation was determined and all the finest detail. But all the concluding comments will certainly be incorporated in their letter.
That's Henry Lass, who's the CEO of Moran Roberts.